have this friend. They're going through a hard time and you want to help them, but you don't know how or where to start. When you see a need, step in with GiveSendGo. GiveSendGo is a safe, trusted, and reliable crowdfunding platform designed to help you help others. With a few clicks of a button, you can set up a campaign for the person you want to support. Come to GiveSendGo.com and set up your campaign. Then, share it with the people closest to you and watch the funds and prayers start flooding in. That's www.givesendgo.com.
We are so blessed to have Brittany Irving with us on our spotlight interview with GiveSendGo. Today, I'm Hudson Wells. I am the executive director of GiveSendGo.org or GiveSendGo Charities, where we focus on campaigns that are reaching out globally to people groups that are suffering everywhere. I'm stepping in for Heather this morning, excited to do so because I get to meet this wonderful woman, Brittany Irving from Virginia, who's doing some incredible things. Brittany, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. I was so excited when I got the email that you all were like to spotlight me. It was like, okay, God, I'm so excited. Thank you.
Just like the Lord, like, hey, let's highlight this daughter of mine.
I was so excited. At first I was like, is this real? And I was like, oh, this is real. Cause I had to look it up. I Googled Heather and I was like, oh, this is real. Like this.
Yeah. And lo and behold, you get me, but it's a God thing, I'm sure.
Yes. I'm so thankful to get you. You're amazing.
Well, it's so much fun. Well, I was looking over your campaign. Share with me, what got you to start this campaign? I watched your video. I don't want to give too much away. I'll let you share about that, and then I'll share my commentary on it. Yes. Share what, why did you start the campaign? Where did that come from? How did the Lord lead you there? Give us a little bit of that testimony.
Yes. So I live in a neighborhood where there's a lot of kids just kind of running around aimlessly. Like they don't really have anything to do. I have like this little drum called a djembe. And sometimes I'll sit outside. Yeah. I've sat outside with my djembe and the kids will come up and ask me, like, oh, can I bang it? Can I hit the drum? And I just feel bad that they have like no outlet whatsoever. And years ago, I lived in another complex and I had a dream about me starting a dance group with a dance team with a group of kids. So I thought it was going to be there, but that wasn't it. So sometimes we think we know how something's going to flow and it doesn't flow like that. So exactly. So it didn't happen like that. And I said, okay, maybe that wasn't where I was going to do it at. So then I came here and I see like, again, kids not just roaming around. And sometimes I go outside with my flag and I will just pray and just walk around with that flag. And I've had maintenance men stop and say, well, amen, because they see me with this flag. But the heart of it really is to give the kids something positive to do and teach them character development, because dance is very, when you dance, you have to be very committed. You have to put in the work. You can't just show up as now granted, sometimes you might dance without really a program in mind, but typically you're prepared to dance. And I want to teach them about being prepared. I want to teach them not to destroy property, because that's what I see a lot out here. It's a lot of property destruction. And just giving them, again, that positive outlet and somebody they can come to and talk to about what might be happening in their home. So it's deeper than just dance. It's how's your home life? Did you eat today? How's school? Yeah,
So the creativity, the dance is really your entrance way into impacting their lives in a much more profound way.
Yes. Yes,
which is how I think a lot of the creative arts, are really meant to be, because they grab something that it's our creative part. So it's not as structured as we think, right? But yes, it pulls us into like a discipline, a practice, relationships that are so meaningful to us for the rest of our lives and really do guide us. So that's a powerful thing that you're doing.
Yes, really, that's what it is. It's relationship building. And that's the heart of it. If I can use dance to build relationship with the children here, I will do it, because dance is, again, it's just the open door, to this. So I'm thankful that I'm having the opportunity to even do this,
Right. Yeah. So your type of dance, I was reading, your description, prophetic dance, really spirit-led dance in its own way. Share about that. Share your heart behind that, the creative element behind the form of dance and just the freedom that you're having in the dance with its discipline.
Yes. So within the dance, when it's a prophetic dance, it's movement that just like when you prophesy, it's to like to speak out, right? And so yeah. when I am dancing like prophetically, I am like speaking out with my movements.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
like there was one time in particular at church, God had me prophetically dance and act like I'm going and I'm pulling like wheat up. So I'm just walking around, just pulling up wheat, kind of, you know, for yeah. metaphorically.
Oh, I get it.
I'm pulling up wheat, and then I pulled up the wheat, and then separated the wheat from the tare. And yeah. I danced it though, and I had never done anything like that. I've never danced with no music and just prophetic movements. But he taught me that within that you can speak. I mean, I've danced places and people are crying. They're in the audience crying because what you're dancing there, it's almost like acting, you know, like you watch somebody act yeah. something out and you're like, man, you really identify with the actors. That's how it is.
Yeah. That's how I get the goosebumps just hearing you talk about it. I'm like, oh, come on, Lord. Yeah. I'm
yes, feeling that's it. How I, it is.
Well, how often do we say when we see any kind of expressive art, we say, oh, that speaks to me. But the way it speaks to us is not just, you know, hearing some sentence, but it's having a whole impacted movement, you know, come and speak to something deeper than just our, what we understand, but deeper to our whole being.
Yes. And that's what it is. Being able to grab somebody and let them see. Dance has the ability to let people see what's going on. And I'm somebody that uses props and that acts a lot too, within that prophetic, unrestrained yeah. type of dance. So I will take a prop. I've taken, one time I did a dance where I act like someone was doing like some drugs, like dealing drugs. And then they didn't like give their life over. And then at the end of the song, it literally sounded like somebody had like took them out. And I said, whoever the person was, you know, to come up to the front of the church. Yeah. No one came. And I said, well, Lord, maybe I missed it. Like, I think the next weekend, a guy who went to that particular church was dealing drugs. Drugs that went bad. It actually happened. Like I danced it.
Yeah.
And who would have thought that somebody could dance something and people be like, and people started calling my grandma like, you know, tell my grandma, Brittany danced that dance. And that boy, he's gone now. Like he's gone. And that's how serious it is with dance, with prophetic dance in particular. Is that you right. can dance out something that actually can happen to someone, and you can have an altar call. You know, I'll tell people, come up. Like if you feel like that dance was for you, you can come up. And if they yeah. come up, they give their life. You never know what God can do. And that's just through dance.
Yeah, I think of immediately of the prophets, you know, like Isaiah or Ezekiel or whoever, who didn't just go saying what they needed to say. They were going and demonstrating in a number of different ways, when sometimes really odd ways, but a number of ways to show, because they said it's not enough to just go say the thing. We need to demonstrate with our bodies what God is speaking, because that's going to speak to something. And so there is I love that. I mean, I can just see that so rooted in the word, you know, the power of the Spirit, how he moves in and through us. And he knows that's how he communicates to some people. And some people won't get the communication on a Sunday morning church. You know, yes. It's the very creative thing that you're doing and the engagement and the relationships that really build up to what, mm-hmm. you know, how God's trying to reach them. Cause that's how he does it. Right. You know, we're at his hands and feet. And if he's like, well, my hand's going to do this twirl now. And it's going to do this demonstration because I want to show something and I want it to be seen. I think that's beyond just, you know, wanting to go out and have a nice dance. That's actually saying, I want to make an impact with not just my words, but every part of my body, and engage people in relationship while also teaching them to do the same thing. It's almost like making disciples in your own way, you know, where you're saying,
exactly.
learn, come grow, build relationship, and then you can go do the same thing.
Exactly. That's the thing, is growing, building, and helping someone to, even if it's just through dance, to see like yeah. who they are, because you never know what they may see or hear or feel or do once someone starts to build that relationship, start talking to them. What are your struggles? What do you need prayer for? How can I help you? It's more than just movement.
Yeah.
It starts off with movement because it's interesting, right? You see somebody outside with a flag. It's interesting. Yeah. What is she doing? I want to twirl a flag. We have shofars. I want to blow a shofar. I want to do right. that. And then from that open door, some people need the creative arts to really get into the things of church, because some people might have been church hurt. Some people might have went through some things that that deterred them from wanting to go in a physical building. But maybe if they get a chance to meet someone who really doesn't want anything from them, who just wants to help them to be better, then maybe they say, you know what, maybe this church thing isn't so bad. Maybe I can go into church and meet people. And then realize that not all of us are bad people. Not all of us are trying to take people's money or misuse them. That's not what we're there for. We're really there to help, you know, transform lives.
Absolutely. That's so awesome and so encouraging. I know that that's just, I mean, it's a need, and you're recognizing the need, and you saw it. And I know that you know, dance, especially trying to equip kids who don't have anything already, you know, trying to give them the resources and the tools and the material, and just for yourself even to be able to cultivate a program like that, that's quite a hill to climb.
I hope you've enjoyed listening to Shine Brightly and hearing about the wonderful things God is doing through people all around the world. Do you or someone you know have a Give Send Go campaign you'd like featured in one of our Spotlight episodes? If the answer is yes, fill out the form linked in this episode's description, or head on over to our Gab or Facebook pages and fill out the form pinned at the top of the page. Once your form is submitted, your campaign will be considered for this amazing opportunity to be interviewed by one of the co-founders of Give Send Go to discuss and spread the word about your campaign. Keep shining brightly.
We're so thankful you chose Give Send Go to throw up your campaign. That's really where our heart's at. What are some of the key ways that donors, when someone's giving a donation, what are the key ways that money going to be used for this project and this campaign that you're doing?
Yes. So what it'll be utilized for is uniforms. Like when you dance, you need a unitard. Again, it's all about modesty with dance movements. Like we don't want anything showing, you know. So it's to purchase unitards, palazzo pants, the dance overlays, which in and of itself could be a little costly for just the overlay, the unitard, and the palazzo pants. Then like little dance shoes for boys, like a dance top, dance pants, and then flags, which my flags are really an investment piece. I don't know if you've ever tried to buy a dance flag, but flags can be, especially when they're made with silk, which is what most dance creators do, they use silk. So when they make it with silk, it's like $100 for one flag. Not saying all the kids have to have a flag, but just flags available to them, because it is prophetic dance, there is power in colors. So there's red, could be for the blood of Jesus. You can have a fire flag. You can have a flag that might look like the sky, it's blue sky. And really what you're doing is you're making declarations with your movements, with the flags. Mm-hmm. So that's where the bulk of it. And then of course it will be utilized for, once we start practicing, then we'll be able to use transportation to get the children from my complex to a church or to a festival or whatever it is, to have that transportation as well.
Oh, amazing. And I know that is a major expense. And I'll just say to anybody watching this right now, anyone listening to the podcast, I was sharing a little bit before with Brittany how even for myself, I grew up being exposed to the creative arts really early through dance, ballet, theater. I love theater. And a number of, you know, even dramas and human videos and all of those outreach styles that are out there, all for ministry. And some of those were some of the most impactful things for me growing in my faith. And so I just want to encourage anybody who's listening to this, you know, if you're like, that's not something that I really know too much about. I don't know, that wasn't a big part of my life. I'll tell you, for myself, it was a major part of my life. Obviously, it was a big part of Brittany's life. And I know countless people, that's a major part of where their transformation began, to figure out who they are and you know what God had for them. And so I really would encourage anyone watching. And if you look below, you'll see a link that's going to pop up. You can follow that link to Brittany's campaign on our website. And you can go make a generous donation, because for this one who is shining brightly, standing up and making sure the word of God is going forward, and not just for the sake of doing a performance, but for the sake of raising up other people. The heart is capturing the hearts of these kids and loving them where they're at and bringing them into something greater than themselves and letting them connect to God in a way that they might never get to in their lives. And so this is really an incredible opportunity to sow into this. Brittany, how did you hear about Give, Send, Go? Like, what was your, were you just Christian Google crowdfunding platforms? Was there any story behind that? Because I know that there are a number of other platforms out there that do this similar thing. So what was it about Give, Send, Go that caught you?
Yeah, so when I was trying to figure out what platform I wanted to use, I wanted to use a platform. And see, I'd heard of Give, Send, Go before because someone else was raising something. I remember going to the site and I said, oh, I didn't know they had a Christian fundraising site, like some of the bigger ones. I can't think of it.
Yeah, like GoFundMe.
Like GoFundMe. And so I wanted something I wanted something that was impactful that I didn't feel like would try to censor what I do, you know, because we are Christians, we are faith-based. And so I wanted something that would allow me to fundraise and something that I could, again, support. And so I love Give, Send, Go. It said it was the number one Christian platform to raise funds on. So I said, okay, let me do it there. And I just went with it. I didn't know I was going to be given this opportunity, which again, I'm so thankful for it. Like really, I am deeply thankful for it. But that's the type of platform that I want to be able to support and have other people go to if they needed to raise funds for any reason.
Well, thank you. I mean, we love seeing people jump on our site. We love having the opportunity to give people a place to fundraise and crowdfund and also be able to connect with a larger community of people out there that are all, you know, in a similar vein, similar heart, trying to see the world be made into a better place. We at Give, Send, Go, we really want to shine brightly and share the hope of Jesus to everybody, those that are on our platform and those that are, and how the platform is being used. And so Brittany, this is just incredible. We love it. We love it. We love it. We're so glad I got to talk to you today. And I really want to encourage those that are hearing this story, you know, that are connecting with what's going on here, you know, head over to that link. Again, it'll be shown right in the bottom over here. Head over to that campaign, you know, and sometimes we think, you know, well, I got $5, I got $10. Listen, $5 is awesome. $10 is amazing. I mean, come on. It takes an army of small amounts to make something powerful happen. And you could be part of sowing into that. I know that when we sow into these works of the kingdom, that we are also partakers of what's harvested. And so I think that old song, thank you for giving to the Lord. And it's like, you know, somebody came to your church, you gave $10. That person came and shared the gospel with me. That's how I came to thank you for giving your $10. You know,
yes.
I'm like, that's it. That's what the faith is for us, is we live in this place of saying, here's what I got. And I'll use it for whatever the Lord wants. Here's my loaves and fish. And Lord, just multiply it. And I'll use whatever you multiply. And we'll see your kingdom come. So awesome. Thank you for having it. Again, link is underneath here. Please check out the campaign page. Send an encouraging message. Brittany, I hope that you know that we are praying for you. We've got our prayer team like on the ball, praying for you and praying for what you're doing. And we'll continue to be praying for you and for the awesome, awesome ministry you've got going on down there. If I ever make my way down to that area, I think you're a little south of Richmond, right?
Yes, Virginia? Correct.
I'm gonna stop by and watch. I'll come and show some of my own moves.
That would be so exciting to have you speak to them. I would love it.
Yeah, come on. I used to have a couple flags. I'll see if I can dig them up and donate them. Because I'm sure you can use as many as you got. I gotcha, you know.
Thank you.
Awesome. Well, it's been awesome. I'm so thankful to meet a sister in the Lord who is shining brightly where she is, who is making an impact, not just through speaking, but through her talent, and is engaging the community to do so. Brittany, you're an awesome example for all of us. Thank you so much for what you're doing. Thank you for using our platform so we got to get to know you a bit and we got to share your story with others. Any last things you'd like to share with us before we sign off?
Just thank you so much for the opportunity. I appreciate it. And again, I'm just praying blessings on top of blessings for y'all taking the time and creating this. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Well, everyone else that's out there watching, listening, thank you for tuning in with us today. Thank you for seeing someone who's shining brightly, and you realize you go out and shine brightly in your own community too. The more lights that shine up and light up the world, the brighter will become. And so that's what we hope for, that the hope of Jesus can be made known to all people. Bless you all and have a wonderful, wonderful day. Thank you again for tuning in.
GiveSendGo is the number one free Christian crowdfunding site in the world. Yes, free. Other crowdfunding sites will charge you nasty, hidden fees, but not GiveSendGo. While our third-party processor does charge a small fee to givers upon donating, GiveSendGo's platform is free of fees because we believe you earn the money you raise. So the next time you're looking to raise money for a friend, or you've got a mission of your own, come to GiveSendGo.com, the number one free Christian crowdfunding site in the world. Thank you.